So this is a time of persuasion. In other words, as we allow, as we offer ourselves to our highest perspective, our highest approach, what we're doing is we're receiving guidance, we're receiving offering, we're receiving a place of new beginnings. So the energies that are coming through to expand that which we're already receiving. Because if you can remember, we are being inundated with light. And so this light is kind of like pushing the envelope. It's showing us our old projections, our old fears. And so we're aware of that. And we're kind of cleaning house and clearing out. But it's also bringing forth liberty. It's bringing forth kind gestures. It's bringing forth kindness of emphasis. In English, it's establishing grace. And so while you may come here for the messages, for the guidance, what in fact is occurring is an amplification of your own natural resources so that each of us can open up to our guidance more effectively, easier, and to dream big. Now, big is not necessarily like I'm going to go create a new business and be very profitable, though you may. Big is in terms of recognizing the steering committee, recognizing your holiness of adventure. So in English, it's like hearing the emphasis, the benchmark of your divine self and being led abroad. Abroad, again, is not going to another country. It's abroad in terms of stretching our receivership in terms of what's possible. So sometimes like we're stuck in a rut in terms of an old belief, an old emphasis. And so going abroad is like waking up to a new discovery or having that awareness where you can kind of see what's been going on all along. Because remember, we create out of our beliefs. And some of this is not always conscious and readily available. So the energies that are coming forth to stretch our imagination. In other words, to help us see truth, define truth, establish truth. So as we receive, as we allow, as we open up our hearts to a place of new beginnings, a place of new beginnings. Because remember, each moment, oh my gosh, I literally just saw the owl. So the owl, it's like it sees through darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. It's literally 3D is what darkness is. And so it's the absence of light. So the owl can see through that darkness. That's what we're each achieving. We're opening up to new awarenesses, new perspectives, new devotional readiness. And so in essence, it's like we create anew. So when they're saying new beginnings, it's remembering that each moment is a place of new beginnings. There is so much, of course, happening, occurring beyond the normal conscious level. So we're just going about our business, attending to whatever. But as we will open up, oh my gosh, the energy is coming through. As we will open up to the emphasis, as we will open up to the allowance, it's like, honestly, we can move mountains in 1 hour's time, in 1.5 hour's time, that we wouldn't have dreamt was possible after a year of really hard work and meditation and all that. As we are willing. So the invitation is inviting us to try our new placement, to try our holy understanding, to try our allowance. And so it's really about accepting the invitation of our higher self. It's as simple as that. Simple, but it requires our stamina. Because what they're saying is like, we're very good at the beginning. You know, it's like, yes, yeah, we're all aboard. And then off we go. You know, we sort of drift away one by one. So this is about stamina and pre-programming our readiness. In other words, what's really driving us is our higher heart. So as we stay open to receiving from our higher heart, as we stay open to the messages of our heart, this expands our awareness to that which is coming through, that which is being offered, that which is arriving. And it's here, it's here. So the attunement that's here this evening is to transfer our awareness and acceptance of this arrival to make it more user-friendly, to make it easier to witness so that we can draw our own conclusions. In other words, you'll suddenly get awareness. You'll suddenly be like, oh my gosh, like I've been thinking that for a long time and that's really not serving anybody. Whether it's a thought about yourself or it's a projection on someone else, it's still in your awareness. So it affects how you create. In addition to if you're projecting onto someone else, you're sending them, they're saying mixed messages. In other words, the more that we see the potentiality for all, what we do is we ignite the flame of our own threefold flame. We come back into a state of love. We come back into a state of holiness. And so as we will arrive, as we will receive, as we will consent, this activation permits our advancement. Of course, we're permitted to advance. Spirits, we're not waiting on spirits. Spirits waiting on our consent, our remembrance, our recognition. So as we receive these energies with emphasis, they're asking us to dream big. Now, this brings us back to that prior point. It's not dreaming big in terms of the linear, though you may be inspired. You may suddenly get an awareness. It's dreaming big in terms of shifting in consciousness, recognizing that what can be done now is supersedes the old reality, supersedes anything that occurred in the past. So as we will permit, as we will allow, let us take a moment of prayer. And what we're doing in that prayer is really holding that intention for these energies to stir. So to create change, to create new awareness, to create new adventure. An adventure, again, in consciousness. Doesn't mean you need to get the hiking boots, though you may. So let us take a moment of prayer and acceptance. Acceptance in terms of receiving this offering. Now remember, when we receive, a lot is done behind the scenes. In other words, as we say yes, there is a lot that occurs that we're not always consciously aware of. So I can feel the energies being activated. Because remember, it's like when we say yes to love, it's miracles happen. Truly, truly. And they're saying specifically to open up to new awarenesses of self, new awarenesses of self. There is somebody listening, you have opportunity to be even kinder to self. It seems like you have made great efforts and you're like, okay, this is good. Imagine it getting even better. Imagine like you walking a young girl, across the street or to a birthday party. Like imagine how sweet you would be to her or him, could be a boy. But again, to get into that place of nurturance, you tend to be very tough on yourself. And then you're wondering why things aren't shifting. And it's like you get more bees with honey. So that's applied to self as well. Only love heals. Love is a master healer. So the more that you can be I'll say it this way. The more appreciative you can be that you're showing up, the more appreciative you can be that you're trying, that you're staying conscious. In other words, that's the tricky part. You're waking up from being unconscious or being in addictions or whatever it is to really staying conscious. And it gets like a wee bit overwhelming at times. So you keep wanting to slam the door. So that's why it's so important to be especially kind and proud of yourself. So really that positive emphasis, that like appreciation for all that you're walking through or opening up to. It's like opening, if you open a Band-Aid and let the oxygen reach the sore, it can heal. So it's you're having that courage. Be proud of your courage. That works. You get that. Be proud of your courage. Very important time for you. Keep getting this message. I got it last night in the meetup group. There's somebody else that it's like you're listening thinking, oh, I wish this person was listening. They really need to hear. They probably do. There's no doubt. But you want to pay attention to how your mind diverts the focus off you and is going to how to bless somebody else. How do I help someone else? May we add how do I fix somebody else? So we say that with love. It's not that they're not going to have their turn, but it's trusting that if you've arrived at the program, if you've arrived at the message, that the healing is due you. It just may not be their time. You have to be ready to come to the party. So there's a divine order when people show up to certain healings, to certain vibrations. And you're going to find that as, and I mean this most sincerely, as you make your shifts, your good news, in other words, your ideas are going to circulate. Your energy is going to be felt by that other that you just so want them to have the healing. Your energy, your new energy, is going to be received by the other. And remember, everything's vibrational. So as you align to the new vibration, they will receive it. I just keep hearing cha-ching, cha-ching. It's like it's clicking in. Oh, I got energy through my whole being. Please trust me. Please trust me. You just follow what the good doctor dictated. In other words, if you're led to this healing, or maybe even later on, like you read some book or whatever it is, don't be focusing on everyone else. Keep the focus on yourself. Understand that it's then your ministry. In other words, remember, we're all connected energetically. Physicality really doesn't exist. It really doesn't. If you could just take a deep, holy breath and relax, like you don't need to be is worried, I guess I want to say. Trust that it's all vibrational. Really, you're dreaming the whole thing. So this other person you want to assist, you're dreaming them. You shift, and they will get the memo. They have free will, but they will get the memo. They will get the offering, is what I really mean. So let me rephrase. They will get the offering. They will get the offering. It's just like Jesus or whatever. You know, it's like those that have ears, let them hear. It's like the offering's made, and then it needs to be accepted. But you're stronger than you believe you are, and your broadcast is quite powerful. So you just commit to your healing and trust. There's a teeny tiny bit of avoidance going on with that as well, where the mind will focus on someone else's needs rather than their own. Much easier to heal, focus on someone else than ourselves. And then it goes back to that other person we were just addressing. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage to be open to shifting. And a lot of that has to do with facing the shame and the unconscious guilt, which we all have, no exceptions. No exceptions. That's what the projection of judgment, that's what this world is. So it's not real, it doesn't exist, but it feels real. So having that courage to open that door, to stay still, to open up to the remedies, it's huge. So hang in there. Things actually look very good. Yeah, really good. Like, I see prosperity coming too. That same second person, if you're wondering, prosperity is on its way as well. Okay, so for the rest of us, welcome. We are going to now see how we can be of further assistance. We'll start with Sherry, since Sherry was kind enough to join us. I muted you, my friend, so let me unmute.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart, how can we help you tonight?
I want to know what Spirit has to say, but I'm also going through a family situation with my brothers that is, I know it's a growth experience for me. I know that's why it's here, but it's causing some, it's bringing up, as you said at first, it's bringing up some old triggers, which my family of origin always does. And I guess I need to know how to work through it with grace and to not worry and to be at peace and to not let my, well, or to love, maybe love myself through my triggers.
Okay, it's a good question. One moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Sherry.
And say it one more time, please.
Sherry.
Thank you. It's going to help you redefine reality. It's going to help you redefine yourself. In other words, exactly what you said. Those triggers are coming up like for one last time, one last hurrah, so you can be complete. And oh my gosh, I'm just getting phenomena on this end. So these are just your guides confirming it. So you can be complete at last with some old prophecies in English, some old lifestyles, some old conditioned responses. While it may not be particularly fun, and it's certainly the last thing you may have wanted to deal with, it's actually going to close some doors for the last time. So if you could understand, and say your name again, please.
Sherry.
Thank you. That you're opening up to a new broadcast is what it is. Your guides are so excited. First of all, may we just pay a compliment. You have been doing your work. You really, really have. You've been crossing your T's, dotting your I's. You really have been following Spirit's guidance and really relieving yourself of a lot of old, oh gosh, old beliefs, old, you know, just where, you know, maybe you were taught to judge certain things, or maybe all your girlfriends do or whatever. But you're like going beyond that. And the energies are just so beautiful, where you're really realizing, you know, that may be the way we were raised or the way some people see things, but it's like I'm choosing anew. So you've really grown in frequency as a result of these like proactive decisions. Like you're not staying stationary at all. Your vibration is rising. So this situation is stirring those the like new potentials in terms of further excellence, further conduct. So the more, I feel like you have your own answer, the more that you display all this with a meditative awareness and see the reflections as ones that are going to bring you transformation. If you can remember that you're dreaming your brother, you are dreaming your family, it's all like a dream of consciousness, and you're bringing forth accurate representations of the old imagery, and like I literally see you doing a like a puzzle, like in a lot, like you know, like a kid's puzzle, to put things in proper order. So this is the time to, and I don't think we're telling you anything you don't know, but it's just to confirm. This is the time to really step back, to do your meditations, do your whatever it is that you do to observe consciousness. To observe whether it's your brother or other members of the family, to really just observe the energies, like versus, oh, it's my brother. So in other words, you specifically have the ability to take it one step further, to see like the ego at play, whether it's someone else's ego, whether it's your ego. But to distance yourself, to be able to observe consciousness rather than get drawn into the old energies. And as you see it, you're going to have some startling revelations. Like it may be like, oh my gosh, like that's just a control issue or whatever. I don't know what it is you'll see. But when you see it, it's like you'll start, you know, like disassembling the pieces. You're going to release some of the old like childlike nuisances. In other words, you're no longer going to believe the old story. You're really going to see it from the higher plane. And with that, it's like you release, you drop the story, you drop the charge. You are going, you're walking into, and say your name one more time, please.
Sherry.
A period of it's like through this experience, you're moving into a promotion. So it's almost like your guides are like, let's take a field trip. Let's take a field trip and, you know, let's almost like, you know, like that's a movie with Scrooge where he like, you know, they're high up in the ceiling looking down at the players. You're kind of like on a field trip where at the end of the day, you will have released some stale energies. And again, you're going to end up with a promotion. And I feel like you're going to pass your tests beautifully, really, in understanding whatever it is you're going to understand, whether, you know, he's mirroring something to you or whether you just need to not take it personally or whatever it is. Your guides are working with you to really help you sort of see the truth. It's almost like when a kid goes back to the old house and their old room and they just see things so differently, you know, because they have that bit of distance where they can see like what really was going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it kind of feels like I'm trying, someone's trying to pull me back in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the old mud that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And it's bringing up financial scarcity consciousness that I grew up with also.
I feel like it's coming up for its last hurrah. I feel like this I feel like this is going to be freedom for you. Do you know what I mean?
So
like
I just
go on.
So I just have to stay detached, is what you're saying.
And say your name again, please.
Sherry.
You want to stay in that higher placement so that you receive. It's just like the message tonight. It's almost like the message was for you. so that you receive your own guidance, so that you see your own awareness. So like when I'm saying this to you, they're showing me my little family tree and where, you know, it's somebody's ego, it's someone's fear, it's someone's insecurity. And, you know, I just assumed it was all about me, as children naturally do. And it's like, oh my gosh, none of this had anything to do with me, turns out. So it's things like that where you're going to recognize truth beyond your normal occurrence. And so from there, you no longer have to be committed to the old lifestyle. In other words, you have enough spiritual growth, you have enough stamina to make your own decisions. So I feel like you're still, like there's just like a little bit left where you're still working out of the old paradigm or the old consciousness or the old stored family tree. You know, like, well, this is how we think, or this is what the family believed, or whatever it is, where you're going to come into new, you're just going to have like aha moments where it's like, oh my gosh, you know, like that's, I don't need to hold that anymore. I don't need to believe that. Like that was someone else's belief. That's not what I believe. Things like that. So I feel like it's probably not going to be tremendously fun, but it's exciting in terms of your discoveries.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, let me see what else we can tell you. And say your name again, please.
Sherry.
You have strong spiritual backing. Like, you're not going through this alone. The more that you can feel that, the more that you can count on that. It's not, in other words, it's like you're reviewing consciousness almost like Scrooge, where you've got like this master with you, like this very strong energy with you, assisting you. So that's going to keep you propped up. That's going to keep you stable, excuse me, so that you can see the forest from the trees. And the more that you open it up to your divine counsel, your higher guides, you know, reveal to me truth, show me what I need to know. And say your name one more time, please.
Sherry.
Gosh, you just have opportunity for significant change, because we create out of our beliefs. And I feel like you're gonna have like these aha moments where, oh my gosh, you know, I don't need to own any of this anymore. Tremendous growth, by the way. I mean, up to and including this point, it's like you really are owning your power. And I feel like this is coming up really because you can handle it. It's like, okay, next, I'm ready. That's how I feel about you. I mean, really, A plus. Whatever you're doing, you're shining light. And you have been, and say your name one more time, please.
Sherry.
You're really moving past, I don't know what it is, but it's like what I said before. It's like other people would hold, I don't know, making this up, but like prejudice or like subtle, like not like huge glaring things, but just like little things, whatever it is. It's like you've been rocking and rolling. So keep up the good work. Whatever you're doing, you're releasing old beliefs, old lifestyles. And I feel like this is like next. It's like, okay, you know, now it's time to do this.
It's kind of like that saying, God doesn't give you more than you can handle, even though I don't believe it most of the time.
Oh, I so understand. I so understand. But again, it's sort of like Mother Teresa. It's like, you know, I wish God didn't have so much, you know, faith in me or whatever she said. And again, the compliment goes back to you. It's like you really are quite accomplished. You really are. I mean, just excellent. It's sort of like you don't know anything else because you're just being you. Who else are you going to be? But you really are making excellent progress. So it's like, just to give you some feedback, like you are pressing forward beautifully.
Thank you so much.
All right. Mwah. Good to see you. All right, Kim, we're going to call on you because Mary B. seems to be not present at the moment. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, how can we help you?
It's dark here, it's all right.
It is totally fine. It is nighttime.
Maybe I shouldn't ask you yet. I was in the middle of texting someone, but I want the message first because I don't want to muddy it, you know?
Okay.
So good to be here. The cat.
Oh, I love the cat. The cat can come join us any old time.
He just loves you.
Yeah, well, we love the cat.
Cut me off from you.
Oh, my goodness. All right, you two, whenever you're ready.
Ugh. My baby.
Okay, did you want a message or were you asking a question?
I would like a message for my highest good, please, first.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I didn't know who was waiting on who.
The cat wants a message.
Oh, gosh. One moment, sweetheart. Cast your worries or cast your cares. What I mean by that is trouble begets trouble. Today, of all days, I manifested this like goofy thing. I really did. And I was like Sherry. I instantly got, and I would not have gotten this 6 months ago, I instantly got that I had called it forth because I still had a charge of fear on a certain phenomena, a certain situation. And it's no big deal, but oh my gosh, I have been carrying fear in regards to that topic for years now. And I was just taking it as commonplace, sort of like, yep, you know, I have a fear issue regarding this. But today, when I manifested, and it was subtle, but it was just an inconvenience, really. But when I manifested it, what I got more than anything is how we don't have to buy into fear anymore and how counterproductive that is. And obviously, I mean, of course, we all know that. But I can't explain to you how valuable that teaching was because I really got how I don't really need to hold that premise that anything needs to be fearful anymore. So I say that because that's how I feel about you in regards to whatever you're doing, there's this charge to it, just like I had a charge. My charge was fear. And having gone through it today, I totally got that I was like at that last stage where I don't have to carry that anymore. I'm sure I'll still have blips and everything, like keep practicing. But what I want to say to you is it's the same similar situation where you can do whatever you need to do without that stagnant energy. Like that seems to be the theme tonight, without that stagnant energy. So if you're carrying energy from the last time you communicated with this person or projection of fear of what's to come, but any energy unlike love, this is your opportunity to release it. Just the way if you were cleaning out your refrigerator, you would get rid of stale food. You wouldn't get all hung up on it and be like, oh my gosh, you know, these apricots are stale. Like you just throw them out. So it's the same thing where they're asking you to like take the noose off from around your neck. In other words, to really commit to your strength, to commit to your promise, to commit to your ability, like to really realize everything is good to go. And that energy is really just a tag along. It's like a hold back from yesterday's wounding, yesterday's bondage. So again, it's the same thing where you have the ability to really just be in your abilities, to be in the abilities of your power, your strength, your conviction, your intelligence, your knowing, your intuitive awareness. And it's like, you got the whole package. You got the whole package. And it's almost like they're showing me playing Rummy. I think that's what it's called, that card game, where it's like you pull out a card. And they're saying like, you got a good hand. Just pull out that card you don't need. And now I know it's very easy to say that, but again, there's an energetic offering when I share this, because as you're willing to play it without that charge, you got the home run. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, definitely picking up my vibe right now.
So, and the question is, how can we help?
Oh, the question. Well, I never sometimes don't know what my question's going to be until it, like, comes out, I guess. Gosh. Yeah, well, I knew that I was going to go, well, I know there's not that many people, but I knew I was going to go after Sherry when I heard her say something about getting into fear and lack and shortage. That shortage consciousness and all that. It's so crazy because, like, yesterday I think I had a pretty good day. I actually, like, took a leap of faith. I let someone come in my house. I was like, oh, but what if he spits on me? You know what I mean? I let someone come to give me, like, try to give me an estimate, you know? And he was in my house quite a while, and he was sniffing. But I was thinking maybe he's allergic to cats, but he wasn't, like, coughing, and he didn't touch his face, and he didn't wipe his nose, whatever. But I was like, I didn't say a word, but there was not, you know, that corona thing is all about people having a cough, you know, and coughing, whatever. So I was like, okay, never mind that. And then I went out to lunch with a friend, and we're walking around Panera's, and I'm using my elbow to get the ice. And I'm like, you know, maybe I shouldn't even have gotten a drink, you know? And so I was trying not to be too paranoid. My friend, the good thing about her, she's working so much, even though she works with elderly people. And I'm like, oh, elderly people. The people who are busy working more, like my daughter and this friend I went to lunch with, they're not as they're not watching the news, so they're not as in touch, and they're happier.
Okay, and so what do you then want to do about that, my friend?
We had a really good time talking about other things. Uh-huh. So today I started to realize my daughter's coming home, so I better get supplies in the house because I have nothing. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, I just looked online. Well, let me see how much I can order without having to go to stores. And then when I saw the shortage of the toilet paper and the paper towels and the things that they couldn't get, I was like, oh, so I'm going to have to go to the store because they won't deliver it to me. You know what I mean? Then I started getting into that frenzy. So the thing I'm having a fear about now, not a fear, but right before when I was waiting for my turn, I thought, oh, maybe she won't call on me right away. I texted the woman who has the bike. Okay, she has two of the two Harleys, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy yesterday, supposedly, I let her lower the price a little more, okay? She really should take a cut in her commission, but I'll decide whether I want to ask her for that or not. But and because he was trying to get me down, and so I gave a number, and I said I'll do it, but he's got to do it now. I said it's now is the time. Mm-hmm. You know, no more stalling. I'll go for that number, whatever. So she claims that he went to Harley today to get the financing, and they're going to finance the bike. And the thing she just texted me was, she didn't answer me yet. I shouldn't. Well, I'll just move the recording. She didn't answer me, but I asked her. She said he's approved, but that Harley needs to see the motorcycle because they're the one. So I'm thinking, how are they going to see it? So I asked her, well, how are they going to see it? Because I was thinking, is she going to let him ride that bike over there when it's not insured? Because I did find out that a couple weeks ago, she claims, because it's only about a week that I don't have insurance on it, okay? That she let him try the bike. And the whole thing that she promised me when I gave her the bikes was that nobody rides it unless money, the entire amount of money is on the table. Nobody takes it for a ride. She knew him, so she let him take it for a ride, but he is the one that's the most interested, mm-hmm, and serious about it. So I was like, okay, it's the bike, nothing happened to the bike. Mm-hmm. Maybe he put a couple miles on it, you know what I mean? But now, like, she's not answering me, and I'm thinking maybe she was gonna let him take it down there, mm-hmm, or she's gonna ride it down there, whatever. And then that's really not right, you know. And I don't know. And then I'm like, well, maybe I'm worrying too much. But then there were times, I have to tell you, that when my husband made decisions or talked me into things, that I was like, I put myself aside. You know, some relative said, oh, you know, don't be the naysayer. Was it something my husband wanted to do that was risky? And I was the naysayer. And had I stood my ground, we wouldn't have got into, you know, the boom with the condos, when, you know, the housing boom. We wouldn't have got involved had I stuck with my gut. I was sick to my stomach, and I listened to the relatives, who was a wealthy, one of his richest wealth relatives, that said this at a bar mitzvah.
Let me go backwards, if I may.
Okay,
go on.
So sometimes, a lot of times where I ignore my gut, and then things didn't turn out the way.
Okay, and so what does your gut say?
I want to know I want to know what her answer is, you know?
All right, this is what I want to say. What they're asking you to look at, let's go back to that first message. So what they're asking you to look at is to remember that this is a world of frequency. In other words, when you're busy listening to the news that's reporting facts, you also want to remember that you're not just a linear being. So you have the opportunity to look at this from a higher platform. In other words, what level of awareness is your dominant thought or your dominant frequency? And so you get to control that. So when you're saying that, oh, my daughter's working and she's not glued to the TV and she's happier, it's remembering that you're a master of your consciousness. You're a master of your vibration. And so when you think of what brings you happiness, what brings you health and wealth, it's going to be that higher advantage. So we're not sharing anything that you don't already know. It's more of your entitlement. In other words, again, the compliment goes to you. You are incredibly intuitive. You're incredibly psychic. So if there's something that you actually needed to be concerned about, that's what you want to be open to. You want to be at the higher frequency. So just in case it's like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't go here, there, or wherever, you would actually get intuitive awareness versus following the linear dialogue. Where what that's going to do is mute your own very, very beautiful and accurate signals. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So stay in the higher vibration and then be open to spirit. And then you're covered from both extremes. All right. As far as the motorcycle, looks like we're getting closer. So that's a good sign. I'm going to go back to what I said before. It's the same message that we're talking about, like the other issue, where there's a difference between fear and intuitive awareness. And that's what spirit is most interested in. You're busy wanting to sell a motorbike, but spirit's busy promoting you. So the more that you, it's sort of like every time you come online, it's like, I knew you were going to call me next. I knew. And so this is the point. You do know. The point is you do know. So the more that you can relax and really follow through with that intuitive awareness, really follow through with that intuitive guidance. It's like logic says this, but I really feel like this is going to be the answer. And just know that I think you're batting 100%. Like, even like when we have large groups, we could have 15 people online and you're like, I knew I was going to go next. And you're always right. So this is the point. This is the point. You don't have that skill for one thing and not for everything. And it's really permitting yourself to be in your strength, to be in your knowing, to realize that you reside beyond the mind that only knows the past. You reside in those higher states of awareness, and to allow that to guide you and allow that security of knowing that you have that advantage. You have that awareness because on the one level, we're busy trying to work through the mechanics of linear life, but on the other level, this is really here to bring light to the planet, to bring light to our awareness so that we hold more light. So you don't want to go back down to the fear-based reality. You want to function from that higher truth, from that higher knowing, because you have really, I mean, like Sherry, it's like you've been witnessing it yourself. It's like day by day, you're coming into that further fullest establishment, that further display of true ownership. So that's where they're literally lending the applause. And it's like, yeah, you do operate from those higher channels, those higher awarenesses. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I still don't know. Oh gosh. I guess I could just call her back and say, you know, I get the feeling that I'm being tested throughout this whole thing to see if, you know, people can try to, manipulate or whatever, like, you know, try to like, and to see how solid I am, with who I am and what I'll put up with. Because I've been since my husband passed away, I've been through so many tests, and I'm getting stronger, asserting myself. Mm-hmm. They don't know, I'm not just this like poor, sorry widow, mm-hmm. this little Kim, like, you know, that I was growing up, little poor little Kim, you know, or little Kim could be soft side, you know, a softy, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You know, like the people in Israel that, you know, they call them sabras because they could be tough on the outside, but soft on the inside. It's mm-hmm. a certain kind of fruit. And I'm becoming like that. Like mm-hmm. I could be soft hearted, but I also need to have a little bit of that prickliness or whatever, the prickly outside, you know, like, because there's people out there, I guess. Well, there is no one out there. I know there's no coronavirus. There's no stock market. There's no people out there, but I'm bringing tests to myself. I know this. I'm bringing these tests to myself to see. It's like, okay, what now? Every day I think, okay, the deal's done. I mean, I thought, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right. I may have to trust them. You know why? It's getting to the point where this material stuff, I know it's important for me to support myself now. There's no husband, there's no income from him, there's no input from him, there's no one to talk to when I do watch the stock market stuff, and there's no one to discuss things with, like, but you know, that were things that we would have been discussing together. It's all on me. At the same time, there's a part of me that's like, I don't freaking care anymore. Like, I'm here today. You are the biggest gift in my life. Mm. I said to myself this morning, like, just finding you or whatever, attracting you into my life. Close, what was it? December 2017, over 2 years ago, has helped me move forward at an exponential rate, to the point where probably my husband had to, Abraham would say, croak for me. Okay, for me to get to this point, like, he croaked because I changed the formula of the dynamics or whatever, you know, like when I read the
you're growing in new ways.
The whole, you know, radical forgiveness. How could he stay in my vibration? Yeah. I always wondered I was going to pass him up, but I guess
you're growing in new ways.
I don't know.
And say your name one more time.
I don't know what I'm asking, but I guess.
Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
You're opening new doors of consciousness. You're opening to new doors of consciousness. So this is the whole thing. It's sort of like you're holding on to the old way, but you have ample support for the new way. And so as you trust that, as you honor that, you're being guided and supported into that new direction where it's like, yes, you no longer feed the old catacombs, the old entitlements. You honor your new broadcast in your strength, in your intuitive guidance, and you trust that. So yes, it may seem like there are no accidents, all that it's like, oh, I have to rely on me. I have to open up and realize, who am I? How do I function? What are my assets? What are my strengths? What are my gifts? What are my talents? And you're uncovering them day by day and finding them to be mighty substantial indeed. So again, from the bigger picture, you're doing great. Walking it out, not always the funnest game in town, but if you can see the bigger picture, you keep advancing, you keep expanding, you keep arriving. And that's what it's about at the end of the day, because it's remembering we are here on the coursework of love, and the love is the love and honoring our true spiritual self, coming to really embody spirit in form. That's what we're doing here. We're holding form, but we're doing it, it's nestled, we're doing it with the inspiration. In other words, it's spirit that's keeping this form going. And so as we honor it, we really do bring the divine feminine into earth. We really do bring that balanced energy in. So that's my very strong feeling. And I feel very strongly, there's no accident you're in female form right now. I feel like, again, as you're merging, as you're accomplishing, as you're stabilizing, there's going to be further entitlement. There's something you're going to do after all this grooming, after all this walking it out.
I feel like it's got to be for something, and I got to like push aside those thoughts about, will I have enough livelihood? Will I have, like, all that? I'm like, why would I be in this point right now if there wasn't something even more important that I'm supposed to be doing here? You know, what am I doing here? There's obviously some huge reason why I got to this place.
Obviously.
I don't know what it is, and I don't really need to know.
You're walking it out, and you're like, Sherry, you're really doing a beautiful job. Right. You really are.
Many of the questions don't fit. People are like, are you going to stay in your house? Are you going to what are you going to do now? Are you going to get a new career? I have no idea, and that's okay.
It is okay. So your job, again, is open up to your light, open up to your higher awareness. Maybe mute the TV every so often.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
All right. Mwah. Much love, honey.
You haven't watched it before. When you
all
watch.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Bye, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi. How can we help you this evening?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me see how we can help you. One moment, sweetheart. And say your first name, please.
Mary.
And say it one more time, please.
Mary.
One moment, sweetheart. Mary, say it one more time.
Mary.
Thank you. Decide what's important to you and honor it. There's this tendency to kind of ignore your points, your beliefs, your needs. So if you're with a group of relatives, you're a group of friends, you're a group with tenant owners, I don't know. You want to make sure that you listen to your own self, your own needs. And let's say you're at a tenant meeting or some crazy thing like that, and everyone's voicing their concerns. Your concerns are equally valid. Don't put other people's opinions above yours. Make sure that your opinions are stated, they're communicated, they're validated. And say your name again, please.
Mary.
It's important to step up. It's important to speak up. It's important that your voice is heard. You're learning. Let me figure out what this is about. Mary, say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
Thank you. You're learning how to stand your ground. Don't be afraid if you feel like you've put yourself in a pickle where it's like, why did I attract this? Like, who needs this? I have enough problems. You have or may bring something to you where it feels like it's a little bit of a nuisance, but it isn't. It's training. It's training for you to have a voice. It's training for you to be heard. It's training for you to see yourself in your full expansion. In other words, to have a mirror that reflects your true self. It's very funny. Sometimes if we're caretakers or we're so busy paying attention to others or caring for others, we sort of lose our own emphasis. We lose our own almost like rights or awarenesses of our own needs. And then our needs sort of get pushed on the sideline. So Spirit is working with you. And say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
Thank you. Spirit is working with you to bring you back to your own priority. So pay attention to that which you're entitled to. In other words, if you feel like you should be taking a walk in the, I'm making this up, but like if you suddenly feel led to take a walk in the morning, if you suddenly feel led to sit outside and get vitamin D, if you suddenly get led to drink more water, like things that require self-care, things that require you paying attention to you, you being good to you, there's going to be a strong emphasis on being devoted to you. It doesn't make you selfish. It's about honoring your own needs. Like really, they're bringing you different mirroring images of yourself for your own consideration, for your own emphasis. But specifically, it's going to be like on self-care. Things that, and it may not be like the things that I mentioned. It may be that, you know, you just want to like rest if you're tired. I don't know why I'm saying all these, but anything that could be self-care. It may be that you buy yourself a candle like at the store. So it's not necessarily like specifically like a health thing or anything, but it's things where you're paying attention to your own needs, your own requirements. And say your name again, please.
Mary.
There is, how do I put this in words? They're restoring you or building you up energetically into full force. It's coming through in light language, and I'm like, I'm trying to translate this here. And say your name again, please.
Mary.
You're going to have, if you don't already have, situations where you're going to have to speak up for yourself, express yourself. I don't know what it is. Maybe you hang out with friends and someone smokes and it bothers you. Maybe the room's too cold. Like, it doesn't have to be big things. But it has to do with your own restoration, your own healing, your own importance, your own needs, your own values. The more that you get that activated, the more that you get that entitlement going, and say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
I feel like you're going to have further opportunities. Good ones. But first, you have to quicken your pace of like following your own direction, your own intuition, your own alibis. When I mean alibis, it's like being good to yourself. Being good to yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It's time. It's very valid. I don't know what happened, but I just feel like, I don't know if you were a caretaker or someone's wife, but it was like it was all outer focus. It's time for Mary.
Actually, it was a caretaker for my mother who passed. And I'm not really good.
And you're not what? I'm sorry, honey? You're not doing good? Yeah, now I understand the message. Now I understand what the message is about. This is about you taking care of you, is what it feels like. I feel very strongly that you're being guided. I feel very, very, very strongly that you're being guided. So your job is to follow the guidance. This is your time. You have protection. You have protection. You are very devoted. This is your time for strengthening you. Now I totally get everything I just said. This is your time for strengthening you. I guarantee it, you can do it. I guarantee it, you can do it. But it's like turning the tray, turning the table, coming back to you. So all that good energy and those good works that you did for another now have to be applied to you. It's your time. You are so deserving. You are so deserving. You have to think you're deserving. So this is where it's about self-care. It's about self-love. You have to decide you're worth the effort.
I know for the longest time I didn't do... I mean, I took care of her for years, and, you know, it reaches a point now. I don't even know what I like to do. I just...
It's exactly what I'm talking about. This is all about receiving your own self-reflection again. You are very connected. You are. You've been ignoring it for so long. It may take you a little bit of time to get reconnected again, but I promise you, you can hear your own guidance. I promise you. I guarantee it. So practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. Every day, pay attention to what you feel guided to do. It may be as simple as eating yogurt where it's like, I think I want the peach yogurt. I think I want to take a walk. Like when you start paying attention to what you're guided to do, you've got your own self-healing program going on. I promise you. It's right there waiting for you. But it's going to take a little bit of convincing. It's going to take a little bit of time to realize how to prioritize yourself because you're not used to it.
I know she is mad at me right now for feeling the way I do.
She loves you. No, she's not mad at you. She loves you.
Or I don't know if she's upset that I'm doing this to myself.
I feel like she's very pleased that you've contacted Spirit and have made the request to make changes. I feel like she's very proud of you.
I think what I mean is she wants me to be happy. She doesn't like to see me this way.
They're much more concerned with how you feel about you than how your mother feels about you at this time. Because as much as devoted as you are to her, it's still outward focus. It's what she thinks of you versus what you think of you versus your own love for yourself. Does that make sense? Time to love the self. So whatever your spiritual belief system is, allow God and the angels, Mother Mary, whoever it is for you, allow that divine love in. And then allow your own self-care, allow your own devotional, like really respect yourself as a temple of spirit. Really come to respect and value yourself and appreciate your gifts. You're extremely intuitive, by the way. Once you start getting on a roll, you're going to realize that you're receiving guidance. And good guidance, too. Like the kind of guidance people would pay for. You're very intuitive.
Thank you very much.
I'm so grateful you came on the call tonight. I'm so, so grateful. You're so deserving, Mary. All right. So much love, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Indeed, we send love to all, our blessings, our guidance, our awareness. Until next time, we remain. Namaste. They are going to be supporting you as well, Mary, guiding you. So receive those blessings, receive that love, receive those instructions. So you've got a lot of spiritual support with you at this time. All right, sweetheart? Yeah. All right. All my love. All right. So thank you for joining us. We'll put the recording on the website afterwards. So if you go on the website, go to online recordings. You can listen to the message again if you so desire. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. And...